sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobic, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young, and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends know the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, 2021.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
I feel like LL Cool J when he starts something bad. No rapper can rap quite like I can. I think a muscle button. Okay. My version of no rapper can rap quite like I can goes. Welcome, bienvenue to another episode of Shut Up. Okay, hold on a second. These headphones aren't doing me any justice. Okay, one more time. Let's do this. Bienvenue to another episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka B Blizzak on Twitter, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com on the internet, on the interwebs. FYI, quick reminder for returning listeners that this podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green. And it also weighs a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I'm representing and holding it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City on Much Music. This episode is being recorded on August 14, 2022. What is it? 10 after 6 p.m. And is brought to you by the letter F. F for fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Before I start today's show, I feel the need to acknowledge the way I'm feeling right now because it's fucking with me, man. I don't know if you creatives, some of you creatives might be able to relate when your inner self is not like being your biggest enemies, being your biggest critic is like you're on stage and your inner self is already like booing you before the audience has a chance to do so. Hold on. I'm just adjusting these levels. Where's my, cause I can't hear my snares in this thing. B, you don't have a beat. Why are there, should there be snares? Anyways. Yeah. Okay. This is good. This is good. All right. Okay. This is better. All right. I gotta acknowledge I'm feeling a little negative. At the moment, my inner self is fucking with me. I had to do a bit of some breathing in, breathing out, and listen to the wisdom of Bon Jovi. It's my life, which kind of ties to today's theme or today's title of today's theme of today's episode, which I'm just gonna bring it down to the blessing and the curse of being single and not looking. All right. Okay, now part of the reason why I'm feeling a little negative, it comes from, well, this topic's been on my mind since I hit publish on the last episode. And I'll get to that, what triggered it. But, and today, like I've just been thinking about the blessings of the curse of being single. I wonder if I should add a single male not looking. Like, I'm thinking of adding, maybe I should add the word male, but it doesn't matter. I've been thinking about this topic all week, and then Saturday and today came, and I'm realizing that I have no idea what I want to say. Like, I was kind of planning this episode, and I was planning this episode, and it's kind of, and it was getting frustrating. Think about, it's kind of like, maybe you could relate, right? You're going on vacation, you're going on a trip, and you're trying to figure out your itinerary. You're there for a week. You know, what to pack, what to bring, too much underwears and shit like that. And I'm realizing, I remember having a conversation with, I can't remember who, they were talking about how their wife tends to be the planner, their wife tends to be the planner of their trip, and they're the spontaneous type, and how sometimes just being spontaneous on a trip could be more fun than just winging it. Sometimes winging it has its merit, but then if you don't plan. So I guess it was caught between wanting to plan this episode while not knowing where the fuck I wanted to go with this topic and trying to get myself to trust the process. One thing I like about, the Bodega Boys, the podcast, well, RIP, is the word defunct? Well, that podcast is, I think they described it like jazz. I'm not sure if they knew where they were going with their top, like they had their topics or things to talk about during the show. But it felt like there was like a certain jazz to it. It's kind of like they were just throwing ink, paint on a canvas, and at the end you'd be like, and it would just turn out to be a dope ass show. So it's yeah, okay. I guess I'm trying to trust the process. I'm not sure where I'm gonna go with this topic. I mean, I do have things written down, but in the end, qui sera sera. I mean, yeah, this is what I'm trying to say, man. Qui sera sera, man. That's where I'm at, man. And I'm kind of hoping those negative voices by the end of this show will be like, oh, you're right, man, you were right, as opposed to, nah, we were right, man, this show sucked, you fucked up. Anyways, yeah, but that's the challenges of being a creative soul, man. The challenges, the war, the burden of being a creative soul, and here I'm at. All right, so I just wanted to get that out the feeling, get that out the way, so I know that, all right, B, okay, now they know that you feel like shit, and so fuck it. What are you gonna do about it? The show must go on. The show must go on. All right, let's go. Let's continue. All right, so in the show notes, you might just see the word "the blessing, the curse of being a single, but not looking," and I have a whole section about this. And before I get into this, I'm going to read off something I found on Instagram. It's called, quotes about being alone, or excuse me, not quotes, thoughts about being alone, that I guess ties into what I want to talk about today. Like the main core of today's episode, living single, not looking. And then, then I'll share some random thoughts. Well, depending on how much time I got left here. But okay, here we go. These quotes, these thoughts come from on IG. An account's called, or the username is Self Care With Wall. With Wall? Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's the name. And first one goes, being alone will always be better than being with someone who doesn't value who you really are. Message. Some days someone is going to be so soft and gentle with your heart. Message. You are strong enough to face it. Excuse me. You are strong enough to face it all, even if it doesn't feel like it right now. If them not choosing you forced you to finally choose yourself, you win. Nice way. Okay, nice one. May we all heal from things we don't speak about. Amen, brother. Amen. Or sister, whoever. Stop shrinking. That's my favorite one. Stop shrinking to fit places you have outgrown. That's probably my favorite one in there. The right person will make you fall in love with yourself too. Deep. Never be afraid to try something new, because life gets boring when you stay within the limits of what you already know. If you have the ability to love yourself first. Oh. Sorry, that's by Charles Burkowski, man. Man, that dude's got some wisdom. I think this is the last one. Yes, this is the last one. Remember that some of the best times of your life haven't even happened yet. That's okay. That's some deep writing. All right, okay. All right, let's get to the notes. Okay, so why how today's topic, how I chose to this topic of the curse and the blessing and the curse of being a single man, not looking, being a single man who's not looking, who's just, you know, content with being single. Before I go off the script, this is how stressed I was. I actually wrote this shit down. Okay. So let me read what I wrote. Because this topic came to mind while I was trying to explain to my dad. This was not yesterday, but the previous Saturday before the last episode, which, what was the last episode? Oh, right. Semblant de rien. Right. Okay. Yeah. If you haven't heard it, you're worth checking out. Right. It was just lingered in my mind in this conversation I had with my dad. And I was trying to explain to him that I was doing just fine. See, he doesn't see me being single, not having a family, not even or not going to church, not interacting with the family. He sees it as something like a malfunction, like a defect. Something's going on with me. And I was trying to explain to him. I said, I'm doing this fine. I'm actually doing better by taking a step back, the step back that I have by being in the state that I am. And what got me is the look on his face. Like, this dude did not believe me. He thought I was full of shit. And this sent me just like this path, just wave of thoughts and wondering whether, you know, at once, because in that moment I was like, am I lying to myself? Because in my mind, I keep forgetting that this man doesn't know everything. There's still a part of me that if my dad says something that he disagrees with, in my mind, I assume that I must be wrong, because if he's not seeing it, then something must be wrong. Yeah, so there's still a part of me that I still, that I haven't outgrown the idea that this man only knows so much and he doesn't know everything. And it's only yesterday that it hit me that, that moment where I was doubting myself reminded me of why I went into therapy. Racism was fucking with me. It was definitely on the surface. But at the bottom, there was also this feeling like I was losing at this game of life. And part of it was being like this 47-year-old man who's living by himself in an apartment. And even though I was content, I felt like I failed. And the idea of failure, I felt like I failed. And it's true. Had he asked me that question, or had we had this conversation before I went into therapy, then yeah, he would have been right. But today, I guess I'm crediting myself for choosing to go into therapy when I was feeling like really low with life. And I am doing fine. And it's not for me to have to convince him about it. It's for him to realize stuff. See, he can't see it. He can't, like, he's like, again, one of the major conflicts that I've always had with my parents is they're traditionalists, and like they're into traditions, and I'm usually into, hey, tradition doesn't make sense. Fuck that. What do you want me to read? This old fucking white man's Bible, written and by some dead white folks. Well, you know, Middle East, whatever. Okay. And I've always wanted to go my way, and they wanted to stick to tradition because tradition always worked, and it's never worked out for me. So, where am I going with this? Okay. Sorry, if this, the distraction is because there's notes that I wrote down, and then this is me freestyling. So I think I'm just going to, and I'm trying to do both here, but let me get back to my thoughts here. What was I saying? I was saying, he might have been right, but now the title of today's episode, I think that's going to be a running theme, is going to is comes from the song by Boyz II Men, and it's called "I'm Doing Just Fine." And I remember the first time I heard this song, I was struggling. It was after a relationship, a failed relationship. Things didn't work out, and it was that relationship that I came to terms with the idea of it's possible to be in a relationship and still feel lonely, and how much that sucked. But I didn't at the time. I remember believing that, no, man, believing the idea. And I don't know if like boys are trained to believe that idea. Like, look, you don't want to be a lonely man. Fuck that. Lonely men are losers or whatever, or all kinds of, you know, loneliness. Like, it's kind of like as a Christian, you were raised to like fear hell. Well, for me, it's like I was raised to fear loneliness. I think even like growing up, I never really learned how to cook. And I think the assumption everyone, including myself, made is, why the fuck do I need to learn how to cook? I'm the type who's going to get married, who's going to have like the, who's going to have like the two kids, the wife, the kids, and no dogs, living in the suburbs. and the wife will do all the cooking and the laundry and all the wifey duties and shit like that. But it was interesting how I never knew how to cook, and I was under the expectation it was always going to be taken care of, and shit didn't pan out that way. Where am I going with this? I'm going to the strip. Yeah, I forgot where I was going with this point. How life turned out, you know, I ended up, you know, having to take care of yourself. But it's interesting how I say that, and the first thought that comes to mind, or people assume that, oh man, that's, it's like hell for a man is to be alone. I blame the Bible. Yeah, you know that is in the Bible. I think because when God created Adam, there's a part where he says that it's not good for man to be alone. I don't know, man. It's like, if as a man, if you're single, you're supposed to be looking. You're supposed to be hunting. And for me, it's, I don't know. I lost that interest. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not attracted to women anymore, but I'm saying the value of having a human being in my life, or putting up with a human being just because you're just trying to, you know, you're just trying to sleep with her is like, it's like, it's gone now. It's, I don't know, man. Okay, look, all I'm going to do is, I think for, this is like going to be an unstructured episode. Again, like I said, I don't have no idea how this is going to end. I'm not going to force myself to make and in conclusion, being single is right. No, there's not going to be anything like that. What I'm going to do is just share my thoughts that happened during this week relating to this topic. And take it from there. So what I got is I have shit that I've read. Okay, a few thoughts that I dropped down. I'm going to go over those. And articles that I read and some thoughts from there. And then finally end with the blessing and the curse. The blessings and the curse of being that's going to be my conclusion. Of being single, being a single male, not looking. And, top five. It's top six. Okay. Six songs that I was able to find by men about living single, or the closest that I can come to the idea of being a man who's single, but not lonely. He's just, that's just the state. Just like, hey, wasn't Jesus like that? You would think, man. It's funny how Christians don't leave you alone about being single when Jesus was by himself. Yeah, and actually, okay, no, you know what? I'm gonna go off. I'm getting off topic, but okay, let's go. All right, so first thought that I wrote down, I said, I already explained how I got here, and journey, things I've learned as being, or things that I've noticed as being a single male not looking. One thing is for sure is the world is different. I mean, there's a lot of similarity, but the world is different as a single woman and a single man. I am not going to get into better or worse or whatever, but one thing I will say is And this is probably why I'm becoming a better ally to the feminist movement is I'm thinking about, that's not fair. Because women were nice to me, I decided to be a feminist. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm saying in this journey as a single man, I felt like I've gotten more support from women than the support that I would have given to them being single. I've gotten more support from women as a single male than men would have supported them. It's kind of like society. It's kind of like even as a single man. Okay. And I'm talking about, you know, good people here, good, decent human beings. Right. And in the decent human beings for women, they've showed me support on my journey. Shit like, hey, you should go see a doctor. You should exercise. You know what I mean? Not call you fat. You know what I mean? Hey, heard about meal kits? And it's not preaching or shit like that there. It's not preaching or whatever. It's just looking out. It's like, hey, yeah, sure. Yeah, it is a good idea to go see a therapist. So, yeah, it's kind of like, okay. The women I've been talking to have been single longer than I have, I think. But they just had, like, more wisdom. And it's kind of like we're, like, this one independent club. And they shared their survival tactics with me. That's what I'm trying to say. And I think about when, if I'm a single man and I see a single woman, your first thought is to pounce. You know, one thing that I'm realizing, I've had to learn being single and not looking is accepting, is being okay with appreciating a platonic relationship with a woman. You know, as a heterosexual male, that's like, you know, that's a forbidden. That's like, you know, as in the cult of masculinity, a platonic relationship with a woman. That's holy shit. Fire that, stone that motherfucker, traitor. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So I'm gonna get to that because one of the articles talks about. I'm gonna elaborate a bit more on that, but I just want to say that yeah, the world as a single man for single males and single women is different. A lot of similarity, you know. Sure, we're looked down upon by society. We're both like, you know, weirdos, whatever. But so far, a lot of the support that I've gotten, maybe there are some. There are some men who, actually the men who were supportive, they were all on TikTok, like who gave strong advices, but the support that I got came from women. And it was just, and women without hidden agendas and whatnot, yeah. Okay, the other thing I think about, yeah, when it comes to being a single male, the only self-help available, that seems to be available for men, is to, like, it's okay to be a single man not looking if you're just trying to get your money right. If you want to work on your businesses, you know what I mean? MOB, nigga. Money over bitches. Yeah, get your money right and basically build yourself to be a man that bitches want to fuck. I'm purposely being, like, misogynistic in my verse, but I'm saying, let me translate that. What I'm trying to say is it's as if the only self-help that's acceptable is, yeah, sure. Take your time. Just make yourself a better bachelor. Take the time to make yourself more attractive to women. And like, make your money. Find yourself a better house. And the truth is, like, these are the kind of conversations that I would, like, as single, being single, one of the things that I've been doing is working on myself, which doesn't seem to be a thing for guys. Like, the only working on yourself you're allowed to do is make money, work on your business, make yourself, like, you know. And I'm doing shit like some internal journeys. Like, I forgot to add another reason why this topic crossed my mind is it made me realize that, okay, as I'm developing the marketing aspect of this podcast, the two aspects about the people that I'm targeting are people who are in therapy or thinking of going into therapy, or, you know, or essentially take therapy seriously, and second are single. I think, like, there's like a market, like, it's a group of people who don't get spoken to. That's what I'm trying. That's who I'm hoping to reach. Like, that's what we have. Like, this, that's part. Like, at the beginning, I talk about the community I'm trying to build. Yeah, I think being a single male, talking to a therapist, that's like something we have in goal. Something we have in common. All right. Okay. So, I have this list. I added this point. I said, I'm single because I'm working on myself, and I had some sub points to that. And, it's funny how on the journey to working on yourself, like, I haven't figured out what the end game, what the end goal is, you know. I guess being a human being that I could be proud of, or being a human being that I don't hate might be the objective. But these things I'm about to list off, it's not shit that I would talk to with other, like, it's not considered like an accomplishment. It's not considered like if I was on a quest to working on my own business, making money, it's like, okay, I made 500 now. I made 500 yesterday. Today I'm at 1,000. I'm like, I'm making millions. No, this is like on the journey into being a better person. This is like shit that I've discovered for myself. All right. So, on my journey to working on myself, something that I discovered from the beginning is how I'm too old to blame the opposite sex for my relationship mistakes. Like, in the old days, it was easy to be like, you know, bitches ain't shit, that's why I'm single. they don't want to fulfill that. Yeah, no. I'm past that. I'm all my relationships, I own their mind. The decisions I made were shot. I own it now. On the journey to working on myself, I added, this is just something I just thought of. I don't know if I mentioned that, you know, in this topic, this also covers this week in therapy. A thought that I had is just talking to my therapist this week. I'm realizing that the concept of self-love doesn't make sense for me. It makes sense when other people talk about it, but when it comes to me, it's kind of like, I've convinced myself that I'm a person that's not supposed to be loved. I know it sounds whack. I know it sounds weird to say, but it's I'm acknowledging it. Like, that's the stat. It's like saying I don't understand trigonometry. It's a concept that's foreign to me. Like, I don't know if there's something broken in my head, in my mind, that prevents me from making sense out of self-love, but as it is now, that part in my mind is like defective. Yeah, no, I mean, you can preach to me about, oh, no, you deserve to be loved. No, you gotta love. Yeah, no, I mean, I'll smile at you. I'll be whatever. But inside, like, the gears, the part of my brain that processes that shit, it's like, it rejects. Yo, sometimes I feel like I'm having conversation with my therapist and she's just trying to, like, encourage the idea of self-love or try to explain it. No, she's just trying to explain it to me. And I find myself rejecting it like the same way anti-vaxxers reject the concept of vaccine saves lives. You know, like, they don't want to hear logic or even worse. Okay, I don't know if it's worse, but or same equal. Flat earthers. They don't want to hear logic. They don't want to hear shit. They've convinced themselves that Earth is flat. And ain't shit you can tell me differently. Like, have you ever talked to a flat earther or someone who just rejects reason, logic, and they just make it look like, no, that like they've done their research. They make it look like they're speaking scientifically when the truth is at the core of their belief is reject anything the other person is saying and be stubborn about your point. That's really right. Yeah, so what I'm saying is sometimes I feel like I'm stubborn about rejecting the concept of self-love. I don't know what that is, but, you know, it's something worth looking into. Looking into, yeah. What did I write here? Past sex? I don't know why I want... Oh, okay. past sex. It reminds me, I'm thinking of all the times that I've gone into on dating apps, and I was stuck with things to say, but the reality is, every time I was on those dating apps, the same way you go to jobs. It's like, look, man, why do you want this job? Because I'm trying to get paid. Why do you want this relationship? Because I'm trying to get laid. I'm just trying to have sex. And whoever you want me to be. This is a tough thing to say. It's kind of like I have not developed the value of having a partner. I say this now, like, I want to be clear, you know, I'm not on dating sites now. This is what I mean about single and working on myself. Look, this is part of the reasons why when you see someone who's single, get to understand why as opposed to assume that, oh, well, oh my God, I got someone I want to link you with. If you introduce me to someone and say, oh, I got a single friend, first question I got to ask is, why are they single? Like, people should give values to the reasons why someone is single. Don't assume that, oh, because being single is the automatic reason for why this person should be in a relationship. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, man. I think I'm onto something on this shit. Yeah, right. So when I was on those dating sites, really, I felt like just writing, look, I'm just trying to get laid. So you tell me what arrangements we need to reach so to make that possible. So, yeah. Okay, I'm glad I added this line because I felt like shit saying that last line. But I said, I wasn't built to be a romantic partner, and I blame patriarchy. I feel like I've been trained to be in a relationship and where my main contribution to this person is to meet the first two levels of the Maslow table. What's the Maslow table? Yeah, the first one is, what is it, security and, a house. Hey, let me just write that. Okay, the first two, yeah, physiological needs and your safety needs. So I'll provide the house. I'll provide the security, even though I can't fight. And the rest of those Maslow needs, yeah, they go fuck themselves. Yeah, man, I'm saying, look, man, what I'm trying to get at is... when I realized, when I reached that point that, okay, I remember after dating, I reached a point where I said, okay, you know what? I'm starting over. I'm reevaluating my understanding of women, and I'm reevaluating my understanding of relationship, and I'm reevaluating what I think I want in a relationship. Like, I started from scratch. And one thing that I learned, that I realized, is that when I think about everything that I was taught about being a man, none of it was how to find a partner and how to be someone's partner. I blame the patriarchy, man. The patriarchy is like, yeah, you're supposed to be a man, you're supposed to be a provider, and she's supposed to cook, and yada, yada, yada. You're like, yeah, I'm going through all that. Like, I'm unlearning a lot of shit that prevent me from being in a relationship. On our other list of things that I'm working on self is how I can't tell the difference between love and control. Growing up, a lot of things that I thought was love was actually control. I've been in relationships where I felt like, and I gravitated to women who expressed their love or to them what they, like we both had a misunderstanding of the concept of love and it was all about control. Yo, I say, jump how high? Yeah, I've been in relationships where, you know, people, I've been accused of being pussy whooped. And in my mind, I didn't think I was being pussy. I thought I was doing my, she tells you jump. You're supposed to, you know, that's how you express love. That's like, yeah. So I'm still learning shit like the difference between, or the nuance, or yeah, between love and control. Another thing that I'm evaluating, and that's going to fall in the last clip of today's episode, it goes, I'm wondering, it's possible, but I'm thinking about it, whether I may have lost faith in human connections. Like, I still don't see, on one end, you know, one, a part of me does want human connection, but another end has seen the shitty side of human, so much of it, the shitty side of human connection, that it's kind of like, I don't know, man. It's like I've lost faith in, like, I don't get moved when I see couples holding hands. Like, that doesn't move me. Or Valentine's Day, a man like expressing love. Like, that shit doesn't move me. You know what? It's funny. The only time I get, what moves me more lately is like gay couples, male gay couples, and especially when the guy is like. What moves me is shit like, you fuck with him, you fuck with me, kind of thing like that. Like, that's loyalty, protection, and shit like that. But, yeah, man, it's funny. Like, I can watch a rom-com, but I'm not moved by, oh my God, look, they make a pretty couple. That shit doesn't, I don't know. It's kind of like, I don't see the beauty. I'm not saying it's not there. I'm saying I have difficulty seeing the beauty in human connection. And that's one of those things, you know, we're fixing. And the last line that I wrote is, I don't want to date. I barely get along with my own self. I mentioned earlier how I'm struggling with the concept of self-love. For me, dating feels expensive. It feels like it's a cost. It's I like this idea that like for people like me who are single, who've gotten comfortable with single, when to enter in a relationship with them, you need to sell them on the idea that their lives, basically, we're already in a relationship with our own self, with solitude, and enjoying it. And that relationship needs to be, like, I've been in relationships and it's always felt like, okay, well, whatever you want to do, fuck that. It's whatever they want to do. You know what I mean? Like, basically, you lose yourself when you don't have a sense of self when you're in that relationship. So, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. That went better than I thought. Okay, so I've gone on longer than I wanted to. So I'm going to jump to shit that I've read so far, because there's a lot of thoughts that... You know what? Fuck the time, man. Fuck it. Okay. Shit that I've read about life... About life being single and not looking. Okay, so one article, you know, it's going to be in the show notes. I remember it's titled The Truth About Men and Women Who Stay Single. Now, I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to, the 3 points that I jot down for that from that article is that, according to this article, single women do better than men in this life. Now, I'm not trying to say they have it easier, but they've, like, been in the trenches longer. Then it's kind of like, yeah, they've just been in the trenches longer. And it's like they've accepted who they are faster. And they do, you know, and women do shit like work on themselves, talk to a therapist, admit weakness, shit that we don't do. Yeah, they process single life better than we have. But yeah, and another point that I got from the article, it goes, sometimes I think I'm just trying to, oh wow. Yeah, okay. No, that's the one point that I made about it. Right. I'm thinking of a quote by Chris Rock. He says that when you're in a relationship, you want to kill yourself. When you're in when you're single, you want to kill yourself. And it's true. And then I remember when I was accepting myself for being a single male and being a single man not looking. One of the things I promised myself to do is to enjoy the life that I have now, because I didn't want to be the guy who's in a relationship and then complaining about being in a relationship. I figured that if I complain about being single, if I'm unhappy being single, I'm going to be unhappy being in a relationship. That's really where I'm getting at, right? And we don't learn a lot about, yeah, anyways. another discovery that I made in on my research is women seem to have more songs about being single and happy than men do. Yeah, man, all the songs that I found about being, for men, about being single, and I'm not blaming women, I'm blaming ourselves in this, like, the cult of masculinity in there, all of them had to do with being lonely. one of my favorite ones is by, it's called, what's the name of the group? It's called, the band is called The Ink Spots, and they got a song called We Three, and it's just talking about being a lonely man, and where am I going to find the right one for me? Shit like that. Yeah, there's a lot of R&B songs about how, if you're a man, you should be fucking. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Okay. Another thing that I found is 10 life hacks to make bachelor life, I'm just going to read that. It says 10 life hacks to make bachelor life so much easier. Shout out to my homie, to the homie Jay, because it's funny as how, speaking of women, like, you know, been in the trenches longer, I'm seeing that she's like, she's taught me a few of these things, or she's like done some of these things, like, practice some, like, she could have written this article. That's what I'm trying to say. And first one is automate your bills. That I've done. Check. Avoid grocery shopping completely. And basically that article is about, like, getting yourself meal kits. Shit like that. Like, if you don't know how to cook and things like that. Wait, what's... Oh, Freshly.com doesn't exist anymore? Oh, be damn. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Basically, getting 2 meal kits. I've done that already. this is interesting. Amazon Prime should be your absolute best friend. And just because I guess men don't like going into the group. Well, you know what? I have an Amazon Prime account. And yeah, it is cool when I need like a certain utensil or... Because yeah, I don't like grocery being in the ball or whatever the fuck. But yeah, Amazon Prime has been very helpful in that shit. You know what? I'm trying to buy a vacuum cleaner, but that's another story. Don't even bother with laundry. Yeah, I don't... Okay, this shit was written for people with money. Basically, it's just trying to say how there's certain laundromats that you can just bring all your laundry and have that shit clean. Yeah, fuck that. No. I bought myself a washing and dryer unit, and I do my own laundry, and I got some top of the line shit, and it's fun to do. Just made it fun. Find an amazing person to clean your place regularly. I had that. I'm working on it. Invest in a solid coffee maker. Check. Make your bed every day. Okay, I don't do that, but my regular routine is recording this podcast, so I guess that's not bad. I mean, whatever, that's up there. Buy a kettlebell. Yeah, I need to get on this exercise shit. Yeah, I don't have a kettlebell, but okay, whatever, or something to work out with. And when it comes to home goods, go for quality and over quality. Yes, that's one thing that I enjoy about the life that I'm living is when I buy shit. I buy like the good shit. Unlike, yeah. And what is it? Small touches of luxury go a long way. Even if you're not looking. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, just treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. I like that, man. Oh, wait. Is that? I hope that's not. Whatever. I really hope I didn't get this information from some male manosphere bullshit stuff. But whatever. I just thought it was useful. Okay, let's jump to the next one. Why people don't like singles. Yeah, I said blessing of the curse of being, on being single, not looking. And the biggest curse is fucking society looking down on you. And so in this article by Psychology Today, 3 points that I jotted down, I said, the argument is that unmarried young, oh, right. So they were talking about how in India, They had this police or this special unit going around finding single men and getting them into relationships or try to figure out how to deal with them. But because to them, they've realized that single men were a pain in the ass. Like, they're the ones who, what did they write down? They said, are responsible, participate in violent incidents or involved in crimes and drug dealings. Yeah. Yeah, find yourself a good woman and all of a sudden they'll make you a better person. I don't know, and you haven't seen Breaking Bad, but whatever. Okay. Yeah, so that's interesting how in certain societies the reasons why they don't want single men is because single men are troublemakers. What did I write? Only through, okay, this is for women. It goes, only through marriage are women accepted into the adult community, which then allows them to broaden their sphere of activities. Yeah. Now, for men, I don't know. I think, yeah, some people probably think that, you know, I'm being a gigolo, that I'm fucking all day, having unprotected sex on a regular basis, and I'm immature. I'm like Jack Tripper. Is that, yeah, Jack Tripper from Three's Company. And that's not true. I'm not living like that, man. I'm, but yeah, no, for women, interesting. Like, I think if you saw an image, I'm thinking about, if you saw an image, right, and you, and I said, on one end you got a married man, and on the other end you got a single man, point to the pedophile in the group. And I think people just naturally assume that the single guy must be fucked up, but because, you know, if he's single, there's something wrong with him. I guess being married, having that ring, lets people assume that, okay, this guy, he's got his shit together. And the truth is, I know a lot of married guys who are shitty people. Anyways, whatever. And I didn't want to be them. Okay, and I like this last point. He goes, it from the article, the same article, it goes, the pursuit of satisfaction and self-expression. Why people don't like singles. Yeah, the pursuit of satisfaction and self-expression. All right, okay, yeah. As a single guy, you get to focus on the pursuit of satisfaction and self-expression. You don't have to factor in other people's feelings except your own. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm saying the advantage of being single is the whole focus is on yourself. I enjoyed this this topic on Reddit. It's called Being Single for Life Should Be More Accepted by Society. And someone in the comment that I appreciated the most, he said, yeah, how society looks down. But I think the part that, yeah, it goes, someone wrote, oh, the user's been deleted. It goes, platonic love needs to be normalized more. Find and build emotional connection with the people you're around the most, friends, family, etc. Not everyone has luck with romance, and it would be easier if they accepted that rather than spend their whole life chasing something unattainable. And as counterintuitive, it may be someone who's secure in their social circle may be more attractive to other single people. Desperation is never fully hidden. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Let me, what else did I write down? So another article. Oh, right. This week, just pure coincidence. Oh, I don't know if you want to call it coincidence. There was an article by the Psychology Today I finally read. It said the rise of lonely single men, dating apps, and a drastically changing relationship landscape. And the key points, read that. You can read the article. Okay, the link's in the show notes. It goes, dating opportunities. Okay, that's the part a lot of people focused on. It says, dating opportunities for heterosexual men are diminishing as relationship standard rise. Okay, I'm just going to focus on that first talking point and just say, on my journey into working on myself, they were all things that I had figured out. See, I guess I was bothered at the fact that I was, yeah. Okay, let me just read because I got several thoughts going. It goes, things that I figured out on myself, the landscape has changed. Things I learned is I'm realizing that I'm not equipped to find or be with a partner. I haven't been given the skills to be in, like, I've been given the skills to be in a relationship that looks good on Instagram. Just looking at the image. But being happy with another human being, it's not something. I know how to make another human being happy, but I haven't figured out how to make myself and this other person happy. You know what I mean? Yeah. So what they were saying about the rise of skill deficit and relationship standards, look, and I'm going to credit the homie Jay on for this topic. She said, being a feminist as a man is a quality to be in a relationship. And I agree with it. Like, I know dudes who are, like, raising daughters and they're, like, anti-feminist. And they're also trying to raise their daughter to not be the same women they used to exploit. Well, them being against feminism is putting them in a bad start. Like, I don't know. I'm fascinated at the kind of like how well they do on their journey into fatherhood, being against feminism and raising a daughter. Who knows? Maybe their daughter will grow up to be a pick me, or maybe their daughter will grow up to be like, yeah, my dad's just the old school. You know, I'm sticking to feminism, but and leaving my dad being the old guy I just can't talk to about. But I think it's interesting for a male to be a man who raises a daughter and is like, looks down on feminism. You're raising a woman. You're raising a child who's going to grow up to be a woman. And you're like, but, you know, you don't deserve to be treated like a human being like the rest of us. And the last, you know, there's a TikTok clip by Donald Wrights, at Donald Wrights. And he's more eloquent in this explanation about, like, he shares a thought about the rise of lonely men, lonely single men. And I listened to it. I'm like, damn, I wish I could talk like that. Whatever. But yeah. So I'm just looking at the time. Yeah, I'm going to skip that. It's going to be in the show notes. He's got a better take on it. But a lot of what's in that article, I've realized by working on myself. And it's just, it's interesting that, like, I kind of have a head start. Son, you motherfuckers coming out of divorces and being single by yourself. But whatever. Yeah, okay. All right, I'm going to end with this segment with this portion of the conversation with while I was trying to figure out what I was trying to say about this topic, I ended up doing a list of blessings and curse. And I'll start with blessings and curses, the blessing and the curse of being a single male who's not looking, i.e. working on himself. The biggest curse for me is looked down by society. That's the biggest curse. You know, society might not be looking down on me worse than they are on women, but it's having to explain to my dad that I'm doing fine, and he's like, he just thinks I'm crazy. He's just like yeah, people like my dad, I understand. Like, people, I don't know. I don't feel the need to justify myself to people who just. People just, yeah, it's just looked down by society. It's a pain in the ass, and I just can't find the words to explain how that's a pain in the ass, but it just is. You're surrounded by people who are rooting for you to fail. It's like, yeah, because in their mind is you should be doing shit the traditional way. And because you refuse to listen to them, especially those in shitty relationships, well, it's that they secretly hope that, see, you're sick and you have no one to take care of you. See, good for you. See, you need money. You got no one to, you know, you should have gotten married. See, you're jerking off again. See, I told you should have gotten a relationship. You've been in a relationship. You know, you're just surrounded by people looking down the field. But the biggest curse probably for me, the last one is single income. Shit is getting more expensive in this society. And yeah, I won't lie, man. That last aspect, even though I'm financially comfortable, like, I worry about the future, being caught off guard and ending up, I don't know. Yeah, the idea of being a single income, like, kind of like, and, you know, society's weird like that, man. There's benefits I don't get because I'm single. I don't know. Yeah, society just... I can't get into it, but I don't know, man. I was there's an episode of Orville, The Orville. By the way, The Orville is a tough show to watch with a fucking Trekkie. Trekkies like get pissed off, like, man, they're ripping off Star Trek, whatever. Anyway, yeah. So, there's a part in where the crew is getting to a planet and it's about to be destroyed. And someone on there says, the captain oh shit, we need to do something because there are families on that planet. And then one guy, the other character says, and single people. It's like, if we're on the Titanic, you know, fathers and mothers, well, mothers first, and then and fathers are being put on the lifeboat. The rest of us is like, yeah, come on, man, fuck it, you selfish motherfucker. What value are you gonna bring to this life? You're broke and you ain't got no, and you get no bitches. You're useless. Anyways, yeah. All right, let me get to the blessings of being single, a single male not looking is A, working on self. The pursuit, and I copied that from an article that I read. It goes, the pursuit of satisfaction and self-expression. Solitude. Can't explain it. Solitude. Yeah. As an introvert, yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, you're on the driver's seat of your life. And I'm going to finally read off a playlist of songs that I've made up. Like, six songs that I found that I would use as the soundtrack of being... of the benefits of being a single man. I found songs written by men. It was a short list, but this is what I'm going with. Is I said, Boyz II Men, Doing Just Fine. Bon Jovi, It's My Life. John Mayer, Perfectly Lonely. Frank Sinatra, My Way. Jason Derulo, you guy, Riding Solo. And George Ezra, Shotgun. Yeah. That's just about chilling with your friends. But it ain't about, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I'm sticking to that one. Yeah. Those six songs probably encapsulate or express the blessings of being a single male. Not looking. And, yeah, no conclusion. Fuck it, man. There's no hook for this thing. I'm just going to leave it at that. And, yeah, I don't know. I might make a part two to this segment. But I do know it's worth... There's a discussion somewhere. It's worth talking about. It's worth bringing up. And yeah, man, this is the part where I guess if you're a single male not looking, tell me about your journey. I'd like to, yeah, tell me about your journey. I don't want to hear about, you know, oh, man, fuck, I want to kill myself. Nah, the progress you make. It's, you know what? A lot of these things that I just mentioned, it's conversations that I have with my single female friends. Female friend, yeah, but everyone else, I don't know, it's like, it's not worth bringing up. I don't know, I'm gonna leave it at that. That's the picture that I'm trying to draw. All right, how much time do I have left? The last point that I had was, this is random thoughts. I hate going over my hour limit, but I'm going to play... I'm going to end this whole podcast with a clip that I found off on TikTok, and I call it my clip of the week by Bella Delgato at TENC 1999, and I'll just play it and we'll take it from there.
Think would happen. Wait. If a guy made the same
one more time
video saying
it is day seven.
Ugly men a chance. Stop giving ugly men a chance.
What do you think would happen if a guy made the same video saying
it is day 7,346 and woefully the men and women on TikTok are still fighting over which demographic insults the other more often? Let me just say, as a person who has been called ugly on many occasions in my lifetime, I've been called ugly by women, men, teachers, children, dogs, the 2009 staff at the Pacific Science Center. Let's just put this to bed once and for all. You're all mean. You all got nasty spirits out there, and that's why you're all on TikTok calling other people ugly, downing other people's looks, talking about how other people should be living their lives, who other people should be dating. All the while, you're still single. All the while, you're still not that cute. It does not matter how many houses you investigate, yours still has roaches in it. Every single day I get on here, I see at least one man with his little podcast mic talking about how he doesn't want fat women or single mothers or women who have had sex with more than two people in their entire lives at the age of 28. Meanwhile, these women he's talking about aren't even in his DMs. They don't want him. I don't want him. And then right after that, I'll see a video of some girl who's posting a picture of herself next to her ex, like, this is who I settled for, this is who I cried over. Meanwhile, old girl isn't exactly looking like Kate Upton herself. As a matter of fact, ma'am, let me tell you a little story about a teapot and a kettle. There's a reason why y'all ended up together. Because you know what? At the end of the day, everybody's shallow. Everybody has their preferences and what they like and what they don't like. Some people just feel the need to vocalize it more than others. And let me tell you something. There's nothing in this world uglier than a mean-ass bitch. There is no weight on a scale, height on a ruler, amount of hair on your head, armpits, legs, or otherwise structure of your face that's ever going to make you uglier than some motherfucker who feels the need to get on here and down people to halt their own insecurity or try to make other people feel bad about what they like or what they think is attractive or not attractive. That's just loser shit. Sorry. And as a matter of fact, you know what? I'll never forgive you people, because you know what you people made me do? You made me actually go seek out couple TikTok. I've been watching the video. I needed something more uplifting on my feed that gave me more of a faith in the human connection and in relationships. I've been watching Kyle and Brittany go to Disneyland together. I've been watching Jason and Maria go to Malibu Nights 1 and 2 Electric Boogaloo having a great old time. Because it makes me feel better than seeing all of you people fight over stupid shit. It's so much more warming to my heart. In conclusion, I need you people to do one of two things for me. I need you to either shut the hell up by your own volition, or I need you to walk out into the actual world and go find you a dick or pussy to suck on to stop all your fucking crying. Because I'm tired of hearing it.
Stop.
I think, yo, this guy just summarized my thoughts, or what I'm on my journey to working on the self, is he just described those ugly people that he talked about, you know, or people who are just online talking shit about how the opposite sex needs to accommodate them in a relationship, or their grievances with the opposite sex. I'm more used to seeing people getting to relationship and their greatest contribution to that relate. Both people, the only thing they have to contribute is their misery. They're miserable together, and maybe they'll get together to make fun of other people, but their greatest, that's what they bring to the table, their misery. And I want to be part of those people who get into relationship. If I do get into one, I prefer to be in a relationship where we're both sharing happiness, each other's happiness. Does that sound corny? Fuck it, I don't care. But it makes sense. I guess I've seen too many shitty relationships. I've seen too many of them to be part of one. And yeah, that's the generational trauma that I'm trying to end. If you see me with someone, if you ever see me with someone, it's because I'm genuinely happy, as opposed to just trying to avoid being lonely. And that is how I will end today's episode. I was going to cover shit that happened this week. What time is it? Yeah. I was supposed to cover, I won't do that, but the raid that happened on Trump. And I'm going to skip that. Leave that for another episode. But yeah, I'm going to end here and say, what did I? Yeah, leave that as the clip of the week. And yeah, so this concludes today's episode. You can holler at me on Twitter at BBlizak. The name is at BBlizak, BBLIZAK, LIZAK. Do we say Z? It doesn't matter. Okay. The website again is shutuppodcast.com. You can find the show notes there. And email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. And until further notice, subscribe using the RSS feed. Don't use the Spotify or the Apple links. They're just there for placeholders for now. But yeah, just use the RSS feed until further notice. And thank you for listening. And remember, be kind to your favorite podcast.